Today's daf is Erev and Daf Samach Vav, and we have 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Hei Amid Beis Reish Lakish V'Talmidei de Rabbi Chanina. Today's daf is being learned as a Zuchus Refu Shalema. V'Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Ovadia ben Miriam Leah, Shragi Yehuda ben Sarah, Aviva bas Shena Chana, and Alter Shmuel ben Chavaleah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishma Shashana Tova Basel Chanan and Avram ben Yibadal Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing with the sugyas as opposed to the digression of Perek Hadar, which deals with a very specific Sif Katan in Hilchas Eruvei Chatzeros. And that is, what happens if a Yid lives in a Chatzer together with an Eina Yehudi, together with a non-Jew? Now, just to be clear and just to chazer, Midda Eiraisa, or even Me'ikar Adin, the whole halacha of Chatzeros, is a Din D'Rabbanon, Chatzeros Shel Ovid Keichavim as Harehu Kedir Shel Behema. And as a result, it should be neither here nor there, it should have no impact on the laws of Eruvei Chatzeros. Stating that, the Chachamim went and they said that we treat the dira of an Ovid Kechamim very, very stringently. And their motivation was not so much Hilchas Eruvin. Their motivation was simply to use this as a tool, as a Hechi Timtza, to disincentivize Yidden from living together with Ovid Kechavim. And why didn't they want Yidden to live with Ovid Kechavim? Shema Yilmad Mimaisa. Because they were afraid that the Ovid Kechavim may be a bad influence on the Yid. Either way, what did the Chachamim say? They said that not only is the Dira of an Ovid Kechavim relevant as it relates to Eruvei Chatzeros, but he's more Chomer than a Yid. A Yid could be Mishtatif in Eruvei Chatzeros, and any Yehudi cannot. A Yid, even when he's not Mishtatif in Eruvei Chatzeros, but plan B is he could always be Mevatel his Rishus to the other people living in the Chatzer, a non-Jew can't do that either. So what then do you do if a Yid lives together with a non-Jew and he wants to make an Erev? If the non-Jew can't be Mishtatif, he can't even be Mevatel as Rishos. So what then can he do? So the Mishnah said what he can do is he can lease his Rishos to the Yid. If the Yid will lease the Rishos of the non-Jew, then it's possible to make an Erev even with the non-Jew living in the Chatzah. The Machloikis between Rav Meir and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that permeated the entire first half of the Perek is whether this takana that the Chachamim made of Schiras Akum was only if you have at least more than one Yid living in the Chatzar, or would it be the case even if there's only one Yid? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said you need at least Shnei Yisraelim. Otherwise, the Dira of an Ovid Kechavim is Kedir Shal Behema. According to Rav Meir, even if there's one Yid, we paskin very much like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and therefore the halacha that the deer of an Ovid Kechavim can shter a Ruvi Chatzeres unless you lease his Rishos would only be true in the event that you have at least two Yidden living in the Chatzar. On that note, Zok de Gemara, Reish Lakish, the Talmidei de Rabbi Chanina, Reish Lakish and the Talmidei de Rabbi Chanina, Iklu Lahu Pundik. They were once at a certain Pundik, they were at an inn. V'lei have a Soicher, v'have a Masker. They wanted to make a Ruvi Chatzeres. The problem is that one of the rooms in this pundik was being leased by a non-Jew, and he wasn't there for them to be able to engage in a lease so that they'd be able to rent his rishos, so that they'd be able to make a Ruvei Chatzeres. However, the landlord, meaning the person that owned that apartment, was there. He was also a non-Jew. Amru, and they had the following question. Mau lemegar mine. Could they rent the apartment from the landlord, or does it have to be dafka from the tenant? Meaning the landlord technically owns the apartment, but right now he leased out his rights in it to the tenant. This is a classic tenant-landlord question. And this was the shaila. The shaila is, can you do schiras dira as it relates to Eruvei Chatzeres from the landlord, or does it have to be dafka from the tenant? So they said the following. In the event that the landlord has no rights to evict the tenant, if he chose to, it was understood to the Chachamim that they wouldn't be able to lease the Rishos from him. Because even though technically he's the owner of record, but right now he leased it out. Kiti Boyu, the Shaila was taken the Matzi Masakli in the event that he has the ability to evict them, either because that's what the terms of the lease are, or maybe the tenant's in default. The point is, in the event that the landlord had the right to evict the tenant, they declared the following question. My, what's the halacha? Meaning, could you do the schir with the landlord or not? Keep in the matzi maslik agrina. Do you say that being that at the end of the day, the landlord has the ability to evict the tenants, even though he didn't do it now, but it's biyadai to do it. Biyadai is significant in halacha. This is something he can do. So we look at him now as being an owner as a result if he leases out his Rishos, that would be enough to make a Ruva Chatzeris. Very nice that it's Biyadai. But right now he didn't do it. So this is what the Talmid Reb Chanina asked Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish says, I'll tell you the truth. I don't really know the answer. And this next line is fascinating. He said, so you know what? Nisgar, let's do it. And we get to the rabbis in Darim. Nishalahem. We're going to ask them. Asus, the Gemara says, Shailu, the Rab Office, when they came to the Rabbi Seinu Shabadarim. So Rab Office was the Maradas. And they asked Rav Afis the Shaila. He told them, Yotha, Sisim Sheskartem. What you did was the right thing. Meaning, Reish Lakish seemed to have rolled the dice a little bit. He said, I'm not sure, but Niskar, let's do it. Ulakishenagia, it's a Rabbi Seinu Shebedarim. Nishal, we'll find out whether what we did was right or whether we did was wrong. And sure enough, they came down south and they found out what that what they had done was absolutely right. Now, Rashi says that what kind of hanhaga is this in Psak Halacha? We're not sure what to do, so rather than ask permission, we'll just ask for forgiveness in the event that we get it wrong. What does this even mean? So Rashi just says three words. The Safik Devrayim Lahakil. Because Safik Devrayim is Lahakil, and being that Erevin is a Din Derabbanan, and befrat by Erevin, you find a special Koich Dehetera, Halachik Devrayim Ekuler. So therefore he felt, let's do it, and then afterwards, we'll ask permission. We'll see a lot more about this in the raid. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef, Rabbi Chiyabar Abba, similar story, Rabbi Asi Iklu Lahu Pundik. So there were three Amayron. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef, Rabbi Barabbam and Ravasi. They were all in a certain pundik. The Asa Nachri married the pundik Bishabata. And what happened was there was one of the Balabatim, and this pundik was a non-Jew. And this non-Jew arrived on Shabbos. Now before Shabbos, they had made an Erev. They made an Eruv Chatzeres. The non-Jew can't be Mishtatav in the Erev, but the good news is he wasn't there. And being that he wasn't there for Shabbos, so it didn't seem like it was going to be an issue. The problem was, on Shabbos, Vayavoy, Haman, he arrived, and now they had a little bit of an issue, because before Shabbos they made an Erev, but now he just showed up. And now that he just showed up, so what are you supposed to do? Amru, they said, Maudu, make him an Erev. The question was, can we now rent the Rishus from him on Shabbos, or can we not rent the Rishus from him on Shabbos? Now, the truth is, to rent anything, to engage in a lease agreement on Shabbos is a problem, because Mekach u'Memkar is something that the Chachamim forbade on Shabbos. But being that this is not a real Schirus, so it would seem that the issue wasn't the Mekach u'Memkar component. The question was something else. The question was from an Erevin perspective. This Schirus that Chazal were Mesakim to do with a non-Jew, is that something you can do on Shabbos, or is that something you cannot do on Shabbos? And Reb Chanina bar Yosef, and Reb Chiya bar Rabba, and Reb Asi, they all had stodim to this Chakira. They said like this, do we look at Schirus as an Erev? Just like making an Erev, you have to do b'yom, you have to do before Shabbos. So maybe to lease the Rishos, you'd also have to do before Shabbos. Or maybe we look at Soicher as being Mevatel Rishos. And man Mevatel Rishos on Philip Shabbos, you could be Mevatel Rishos even on Shabbos. We'll see it's a Machloikis, Bishamim, and Besilol, Paskin like Besil, that you could be Mevatel Rishos on Shabbos. So Luchur, you should be able to rent your Rishos on Shabbos as well. In other words, this concept of renting, and that's the way to make your Eruvei Chatzeres, is a special Takanas Chachamim. And the Chachamim wanted to know that when the Chachamim made this, did they make it similar to Eruv, or they make it similar to Bittel? Meaning, before Perek Hadar started, we know there's two ways for a Yidden to be Mishtatif and to be able to carry an Achatzer. Number one, Erev. Number two, very much plan B, is Bittel. Chum came along and the Chum said that there's another way to do it, and that is Schirus. And the understanding was that Schirus was modeled based on Ma'arev, or it was modeled based on Mevatel. And that was the Shiloh. Which one is it based off of? And there's a major nafkamina specifically in this Shiloh, because to be Ma'arev on Shabbos is not okay. To be Mevatel on Shabbos is okay. So could you do Schirus on Shabbos, or can you not do on Shabbos? The bottom line is, this is the Shiloh that was thrown out amongst the Amiram. So the Gemara said, Reb Chanina bar Yosef amar Niskar. He said, yeah. Reb Asi amar Loi Niskar. He said, no. Amalu Reb Chiya bar Abba. So Reb Chiya bar Abba turned to them, and he said, Nismach al divrei Zokein v'Niskar. That Reb Chanina bar Yosef is older than Reb Asi, and we're going to go with the Zokein, and that's what we're going to paskin like. Also, Shiloh later, Reb Yochanan, they went and they asked Reb Yochanan, amar lehem. And Rabbi Yochanan told them, Yofa asisem sheschartem. Again, first they did, and then they figured out to see whether what they did was right. And they, when they came to Rabbi Yochanan, lo and behold, they got it right. Zokti Gemara, Toba Nahardoi. When Nahardoi heard what Rabbi Yochanan paskin, that you could do schira on the property of a goy, a Ruvei Chatzeres purposes, even on Shabbos. So Nahardoy was very taken aback, meaning they were surprised that Rabbi Yochanan would say that. Why? Because they had another member from Rabbi Yochanan that they thought contradicted this one. Me, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan say this one? Rabbi Yochanan said, Soicher kama arev dami. A soicher is like kama arev. Said Nahardoy, my love, doesn't it mean our shayla? Ma ma'arev mibaydoyim, av soicher mibaydoyim. So just like ma'arev, you can only make an erev mibaydoyim, you can't make an erev on Shabbos. So too, to be soicher is something you could do in Bayit Yoyim, but it shouldn't be something that you could do on Shabbos. That contradicts what Rabbi Yochanan said. What Rabbi Yochanan paskin regarding the Shiloh? He paskin like Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef that you could do the Schiros on Shabbos. Yofei asisem shesachartem, which was based on the fact that soicher is kemevatel dami. Rabbi Yochanan himself said, Soicher kema'arev dami, so the Gemara says what? When Rabbi Yochanan said, Soicher kema'arev dami, he wasn't referring to this halacha, meaning he agrees as it relates to whether or not you can be Soicher on Shabbos, Soicher's kema'vatel dami, it's something that you can do on Shabbos. What then? Did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said Soicher kema'arev dami, he meant three different halachas. Number one, not ma'arev afilu shavah bruto, just like you can make an erev. When you're mishtatef towards an eruv chatzeres, it can be mishtatef even with less than a shavah bruto. So too, if you're going to rent a rishus from a guy for a eruv chatzeres, you can pay less than a shavah bruto. Just like when it comes to making an eruv, even schir v'lekitoy, we saw this earlier in the parak. If you have a non-Jew that owns a property and he has a yid that's boarding by him, that's working by him, so the halacha is that yid can be mishtatef in the eruv. And he can patter now the rishus of the non-Jew. Av soicher, afilu schir v'lekita. The same halach is regarding a soicher. If you would have a non-Jew that owns a rishus, and he has a schir v'lekita, that schir v'lekita can rent or can lease his rishus to the yid to be able to make the ruvi chatzeres. Meaning, just like the schir v'lekita has power of attorney to partake in an Erev, the Schir V'lekitay also has the power of attorney to be the masker to allow this to happen. Additionally, if you have five people that live together in a Chatzar and they made a Ruvi Chatzeres, another halacha that we've seen already, and they decide that they want to now be Ma'arev their Chatzar together with another Chatzar. So they don't need all five people to get up and make the second Erev. They can have one person that's going to be the Shliach Tzibur. He's going to represent everybody in the Chatzar and he could go be Ma'arev on their behalf. The same is true with regards to schiros, so too chamisha sheshruyim b'chatzer achas. If you have five people that live in the same chatzer, echad soicher ayidei kulin. You don't need all five people to go and sign the lease together with the nadju. One of them could do it, and that's going to be enough. The point is, it's true. Rabbi Yochanan said soicher kema'arev dami, but Rabbi Yochanan said soicher kema'arev dami, he wasn't referring to the halacha that was discussed with that ma'isa shahoya kachoy with Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef, Rabbi Chiba Rabbi, Rabbi Asi, where they were discussing whether you can do schiris on Shabbos and not do schiris on Shabbos. As it relates to doing schiris on Shabbos, not doing schiris on Shabbos, what Rabbi Yochanan say? You can do schiris on Shabbos. Why? Because soicher is kemevatel dami. I, Rabbi Yochanan himself said soicher kemarav dami. He was talking about different halachas. He was talking about the fact that you can do a pachas mishava pruto. He meant schiris v'lekitay, which who can be ma'ariv can also be involved in the schirus. And he meant that just like if you have five people that were ma'ariv, a ruvei chatzeres, one of them can now do the eruv on behalf of the rest. If they want to be ma'ariv with another chatzer, so too, if you have five people living in a chatzer together with a non-Jew, only one of them has to get engaged in the schirus. You don't need anyone to do it. So it's not a stira. So what comes out then? What comes out is that Rabbi Yochanan sometimes holds soichas kema'arev dami, and sometimes he holds it's kema'vatel dami. Regarding the three things that we just mentioned, Rabbi Yochanan holds soichas kema'arev dami. As it relates to, could you do schiris on Shabbos? Oh, then already holds soichas kema'vatel dami. And we pass like Bisillo that you could do bittel on Shabbos, so too you could do schiris on Shabbos. So Rashi says, I understand. So at the end of the day, does Rabbi Yochanan hold soichas kema'arev or soicher kema'vatel? In one case he holds it's kema'vatel, in three cases he holds it's kema'arev. What's the svara? What's the methodology behind that? Says Rashi, very pashit. Rabbi Yochanan holds you always go l'kula. The chol be'erev in l'hakil, says Rashi. So at the end of the day, you always go l'kula. So where it's negeya l'kula to say that a soicher is a kema'arev, that even pachas mishava pruto, one can represent five, afilu schir v'lekita, yeah, soicher is kema'arev dami. Where it's negeya fakert, the kula to say soicher kemevatel dami, you could be mevatel on Shabbos, you could do schiris on Shabbos as well. There is an old soicher kemevatel dami. Again, it's another example of where you just go lekula when it relates to erevin. But zok de gemara toyba Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar heard Rabbi Yochanan's halacha and he was a little bit taken aback. Again, which halacha is Rabbi Lazar
two. We just mentioned a lot of halachas. So going back to the second story that the Gemara brought on Samachay Amid Beis. Again, Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef, Rabbi Chiya bar Rabbah, and Rav Asi, and some of the details of the story are going to be important for this next Gemara. They all were spending Shabbos together. Erev Shabbos, they got together, and they said, let's make a Ruvah Chatzeres. So they made a Ruvah Chatzeres, but they realized that there was one Eni Yehudi who lived here in this Pondik. That was the bad news. The good news is he wasn't home. So being that he wasn't home, they said, we don't have to worry about it. On Shabbos, he walks in. Now that he arrived on Shabbos, they had a problem. And the question was, could you do this Chiyus on Shabbos? Or could you not do this Chiyus on Shabbos? So Rabbi Yochanan said that, or Rabbi Yochanan wasn't there, they decided that we're going to do this Chiyus on Shabbos. Then they asked Rabbi Yochanan, and Amar Lehem, what did Rabbi Yochanan tell them? Yofa asisim sheschartem, because l'kula, soicher is kemevatel dami, and just like you could be mevatel on Shabbos, you could do this Chiyus on Shabbos as well. Now, one important piece, and that is that as soon as this non-Jew arrived, the original Eruv that the Yidden had made went by the wayside. Because even though they had made an Eruv, Erev Shabbos, and even though right now they were going to take the position that you can rent the Rishos of the one non-Jew that just showed up, and so based on that, technically they checked off all the boxes, it shouldn't be a problem. However, being that they had not rented the Goy's Rishos before Shabbos, and they made an Eruv, Adai to the Hachi, that he wasn't there, now that he arrives on Shabbos, they have two problems. Number one, you have to deal with his rishos. It's Shabbos. Could you even deal with it? Because could you do the schiras on Shabbos or not? You can't make an Erev on Shabbos, and maybe you can't do the schiras on Shabbos either. But then again, you could do pitul on Shabbos, and maybe you can do it. That was the Shiloh. But they had another problem. The whole Erev went by the wayside. The Erev was gone. So if the Erev was gone, what did they do? What they did was, says Rashi, and that's what's mavur in the Gemara, is they did pitul. So what they did was, is that the two went and were mevatel their rishos to one. And being that they were mevatel their rishos, bittul is always plan B in the event that you don't have Erev. So you can always do bittul rishos. Now we've seen a lot about bittul rishos, but we never really went through it properly. It's coming up in tomorrow's daf, etc., etc. We'll be more familiar with bittul rishos. But for now, we know that that's always a b'di'evet option. That's always something that works. So really what happened then was, is two things. Number one, they did schiros on Shabbos, taking the position that soicher is mevatel dam. But the second thing they did was is they did a bittul. Why'd they have to do a bittul? I thought they did an Erev already. Yeah, but as soon as the guy showed up, the Erev wasn't a gay. I mean that the Erev wasn't a gay, it's for that reason they had a problem. Zochti Gemar. Toyba Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar heard this whole psak, what Rabbi Yochanan said, and he said he was surprised by it. Amar Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira said, Maita hayad Rabbi Lazar. Why was Rabbi Lazar taken aback by the psak? What's the big deal? Sounds like a pretty straightforward psak. Amar Rav Sheishas. Rav Sheishas said, Gavir Rabbi Rabbi Zeira Lyoda Maita hayad Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Zeira, I don't understand. You're a Gavir Rabbi. I can't believe you don't know. Seriously, you don't know what bothered Rabbi Lazar. It's Pasha what bothered him. You know what bothered him? Kokashali Dishmu Rabbi. What bothered him was something that he heard from his Rebbe Shmuel, the Amash Shmuel. Shmuel said, and this is going to take us pretty much to the end of the daf. Come on. Anytime you have two chatzeres that have a relationship with each other. So these are two separate chatzeres. Where each one assers the other. Meaning, you can't just have one chatzer make an Erev. Rather, if one chatzer is going to make an Erev, they're going to need that the people in the other chatzer should be mishtatev as well. So this is a relationship between two chatzeros where they're contingent upon each other. They're dependent on each other. Usually every chatzer is an entity for itself. It's its own corporation as it relates to the laws of chatzeros. But there are times, as we're about to see, where two chatzeros are bound on some level. And they're looked at as being one. And because they're looked at as being one, you can't have one chatzer make an Erev unless the other one is mishtatev. So when two chatzeros are oisrin zeh al zeh, it means they have this relationship where one chatzer has the ability to aser. You can't make a chatzer without me. So said Shmuel, anytime you have two chatzeres that are oisrim, umarvin, additionally, these two chatzeres have the ability to partake in an Erev, meaning the two chatzeres are such that if they want to make one Erev between the two, that's something you can do. Then the halacha is mevatlin. So if they're oisrim and they're ma'arvin, then kama mevatlin. Then the halacha is you could also be mevatel. In the event that they didn't make an Erev, you could always work with bittul. Ma'arvin, they in oisrin. If, however, you have two chatzeres that have a relationship with each other where they can make an Erev if they would like, however, in oisrin, they don't have the ability to aser each other if they don't make an Erev, or oisrin, if you have two chatzeres that have the ability to aser each other, but the ma'arvin, they don't have the ability to make an Erev with each other, so then the halacha is a mevatel. You don't have the right to make bittul. So at first glance, what Shmuel said is a very cryptic statement, a little bit of a riddle as it relates to the laws of Chatzeres, but Shmuel explained. He said as follows, when Shmuel said that anytime you have a relationship between two Chatzeres, where these two Chatzeres answer each other, not just that, they can be ma'ariv each other, It's then that the halacha is that if they didn't make an erev, they could be mevatel kugoyim. What's an example of that? Beis chatzeres zuluf nimezu. If you have two chatzeres, one is inside the other. So what's the halacha? You have two chatzeres zuluf nimezu. So we've seen shita's Rabbi Akiva. We just saw it in yesterday's daf, where Rabbi Akiva's shita is that being that the people that live in the chatzar apnimi need to walk through the chatzar achitzoyna in order for them to be able to get to the mavi, for them to be able to get to the rishus harabim, means they have schus drisas haregel in the chatzar achitzoyna. And if they have schus drisas haregel in the chatzar achitzoyna, it's considered as if they're part of the Chatzar HaChitzayna. So much so that the members of the Chatzar HaChitzayna can't make an Erev without including the members of the Chatzar HaPnimi. Because just like you can't make an Erev if you don't include everybody that lives in the Chatzar, so too the people in the Chatzar HaChitzayna can't make an Erev if they don't include the people in the Chatzar HaPnimi. Because it's considered one Chatzar as it relates to this halacha. Now that's true according to Rabbi Akiva. But the emesis Rashi speaks out, and we're going to see this in the coming sugyas, that even according to the Chachamim that argue with Rabbi Akiva, and they hold that just because the people in the Chatzar Pnimi have Schus Drisas HaRegel in the Chatzar Chitzayna, it doesn't necessarily mean we view it as one Chatzar. However, there is a certain level at which even they agree that there's some connection between the two Chatzeres. How so? If the people in the Chatzar Pnimi wouldn't make their own Erev, then the people in the Chatzar Chitzayna wouldn't be able to make an Erev either. The bottom line is that this is a situation where you have two Chatzeres that aren't just two Chatzeres. They're Shnayim Sheinachas. They're Taka two Chatzeres. But being that it's a Pnimis and it's a Chitzayna, so the relationship between these Chatzeres are such that they have the ability in certain circumstances to aser each other. Not just that. If they want to make one Erev between the two Chatzeres, so the Halacha is you're allowed to. So this is an example where you have two separate Chatzeres where they're Oisrin Zalze, they're Ma'arvin. What does Shmuel hold in such a case? Mevatel. In the event that they didn't make an Erev, so you always have the ability to be Mevatel. That's an example of two Chatzeres where they're Oisrin u'Ma'arvin, hence Mevatel. What's an example of Ma'arvin ve'en Oisrin? That aim of Atlin. What's an example of two Chatzeres? Where they have the ability to make an error between the two of them if they want. However, if they don't, they wouldn't ask for each other. So that's Kegoyim Beis Chatzeres or Pesach Achas Beineim. Very simple. You have two Chatzeres that are next to each other. If there's a Pesach or a Chaloin that goes from one to the other, so if they want to make an error between the two, they can. But if they don't want to make an error between the two, they don't have to. So they're not Oyser. There's no halacha that says that if one Chatzer makes an error and the other doesn't, it messes up the one that did. It's just a halacha that being that there's a Pesach between the two. If they want lekula, they can be mishtatev, make one big happy erev, but they don't have to. So as a result, they're ma'arvin, they can make an erev if they would like to, but they're not oisrin. So what's the halacha when you're ma'arvin vein oisrin? Ein mevatlin. The halacha is you cannot use bittel. So if they didn't make an erev and they want to rely on bittel, these two chatzeres wouldn't be able to use bittel. Okay, what was the third example? The ein ma'arv, what oisrin, the ein of arvin, ein of atlin. But there was another example. You have two chatzeres, with halach is they aser each other. However, they can't make an erev. So you have a situation where you have two chatzeres, or a situation where there's a problem where you need to make an Erev, however, you cannot make an Erev. And what's the halacha in such a case? A mevatlin, bittel is not going to work. So the Gemara says, what would be the hechatimtza? What's a hechatimtza? This is an Erev in riddle. What's a hechatimtza where you have to make an Erev because they're the people that live in this chatzar or in the two chatzeres are answering each other. However, you cannot make an Erev. And because you can't make an Erev, you also can't do bittel. So the Gemara says, it must be my love asuye nachri, where there's a non-Jew. A non-Jew, Zok Rashi, the second to last Rashi. Shadarim shnei Yisraelim b'chatzar. You have a non-Jew that lives with two Yisraelim in a chatzar. Sha'oisrin oisim shnei Yisraelim zalzeh. The two Yisraelim, in this case it's one chatzar, the way Rashi explains it, not two chatzeres. So the two Yisraelim are going to answer each other, but the ein yuchaylim la'arif, but they can't make an air, b'shvil ha'nachri, because of the nachri. So what's the halacha in such a case? Dalach is in Mevatla. Now the Gemara explains. Vida asam yasmo, lagim yasmo. What's the problem? You can't make an Erev sounds like there's nothing you can do. What do you mean? Of course there's something you can do. That's the first mission in Perek Adar. If you have two Yisraelim that live with a Nachri, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to rent his Rishos. So what's Shmuel talking about? What does Shmuel mean when Shmuel says, if you have a situation of Oisrin, the in Ma'arvin, Dalach is in Mevatlin, you're stuck. Well, why are you stuck? Do schiris. You don't even have to come out to Betel. Just do schiris. El alav. You know what Shmuel must have been talking about? Da'asa b'shabata. This was a little long-winded, but this is the punchline. It must be talking about not a regular situation where the non-Jew was there Erev Shabbos. You sat down with him and you said, let's work this out. No, he arrived on Shabbos. And because he arrived on Shabbos, you can't go do the Schiras on Shabbos because he just showed up. And now that he arrived on Shabbos and you don't have the ability to go ahead and do it in the conventional way, so what would your thought be to maybe do? Maybe go ahead and do the Bittul Rishus like Rabbi Yochanan said that you should do. The problem is V'ktani Yoistrim, the Eim Ma'arvin, Eim Ma'atlin, that in such a case, the halach is you can't do Bittul. Shema Amino. So you see from here, you can't do Bittul. Again, what the Gemara just proved from here is that there's a situation where you could have two Yidden and a guy living together where you would have to come on to a Bittul. And Shmuel said that because of this Oistrim, the Eim Ma'arvin relationship, so the halach is you can't do Bittul. The Gemara said the case must be talking about where the guy showed up and you want to do the Schiras Akum on Shabbos, but even if you're going to do the Schiras Akum on Shabbos, like we said earlier, the Erev that you did before Shabbos is knocked out. As a result, you would have to do a new Erev. You can't do an Erev on Shabbos. It's Oistrim the Eim Ma'arvin. You can't do the Erev on Shabbos because you can never do an Erev on Shabbos. So what would you want to do? You'd want to do Bittul. And Shmuel said, you can't do Bittul. That was connected, Rabbi Yochanan's Pesach. Because what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Yofas Sisem Shescharten, where the Amiram went and they made an Erev before Shabbos, thinking that there was no non-Jew that was going to be there. Then the non-Jew showed up on Shabbos. They did Schiras on Shabbos, taking the position that Soichers Kemevatol Dami. The problem is they knocked out the original Erev. They were forced to do a Bittul, and they did the Bittul on Shabbos. So Rabbi Elazar heard this. Toiba Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was taken aback. And Rabbi Zeirus said, I don't understand why Rabbi Elazar was taken aback. So Rabbi Zeirus, this is why he was taken aback. Because of what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, you can't do this type of Bittul on Shabbos. Yeah, there is a concept of a Bittul you could do on Shabbos. But where there's a relationship of Oistrim, the Ein Ma'arvin, where this two Yidden and a guy living together, and now you need to do a Bittul on Shabbos. B'chai Gavna, you can't do it. That was what he told him. I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef heard all this, and Rav Yosef said, Lo Shmieli Hashmaita. He said, I never heard this halacha of Shmuel. Interesting halacha. So which particular halacha of Shmuel? So Shmuel said a bunch of things. So again, Rashi inside, the second line on top. Hashmaita de Shmuel da'ama b'shtei chatzei rezulef nimizu sheyuchal levatel drisas raglam l'chitzoyna. Shmuel said that if you have two chatzei rezulef nimizu, being that they're oistrin and they're mevatlin, and they're ma'arvin, so the halach is they're mevatlin. Again, being that they're oistrin and they're ma'arvin, so for that reason they're mevatlin. So Rabbi Yosef heard this whole member of Shmuel. He says, really, Shmuel? I never heard this from Shmuel. So the Gemara says, we know Rabbi Yosef got his learning. So Amalei Abaya, Abaya told him, At Amrin Allah, no, Rebbe, you told it to us. What do you mean? We only know this because of you. Vaha Amrin Allah, and I'll tell you even the way you said it. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Ein bitul reshus b'chatzah l'chatzah. You can't be mevatl reshus from one chatzah to the other chatzah. This is very much going to be the topic of tomorrow. So you can't be mevatel rishus from one chatzah to the chatzah. They ain't bitel rishus bechurva. Meaning, if two people live in two different chatzeres and they want to be ma'ar of the two chatzeres, so Shmuel said bitel rishus doesn't work. It doesn't work from one chatzah to another chatzah. Another halach he said is that if two people live together in the same chatzah, and they each live in their own house, and in between their two houses, there was a churva. There was like an empty house. A churva, kishmoy kachi. And they want to make an Erev so that they'll both be able to carry in the churva. So they can make an Erev, it's not a problem. But if you didn't make an Erev, and you want to use bittel to be able to carry in a churva, that's not something you can do. Shmuel said this. Va'amrit lon Allah. Zabayah told Rav Yosef, that Rebbe, you told us, that ki amra Shmuel in bittel reshus michatzel lechatzer. When Shmuel said, you can't be mevatel reshus michatzel lechatzer, le'amar ne'el shtei chatzeres, he only said if there were two chatzeres, Pesach Echad Beinehem, where there were two chatzeres that were adjacent to each other. It just so happens there's a door, like a fence in between the two, but there's a door that goes through the fence, so you can get from one to the other. Avazul of Nimizu, in the event that you have two chatzeres, where there, one is within the other, there's a chatzer Pnimis, and there's a chatzer Chitzayna, Mitoich Sha'oisrin Zelzeh, being that they have an ability to aser each other, Mevatlin. So the halach is, you could be Mevatl as well. So, again, the Gemara meant brought Shmuel's halacha for one prat, that Shmuel said. That was why Rabbi Lazar was Toiba when he heard Rabbi Yochanan's Psak, without chazering over the whole Cheshbon. As an Agav Orchim, we mentioned Shmuel's statement, which again involved many halachas related to Erevin. So the Gemara comments on one, that Rabbi Yosef heard this halacha that Shmuel said. And that is, that if there's two chatzeres, Zulef Nemizu, and they didn't make an Erev, the halach is they could be mevatel their rishos to the other to make it work. So Rav Yosef said, I never heard this halacha. And so Rabbi told Rav Yosef, not only did you hear it, you're the one that told it to us. And this was the context. The context was that Shmuel said that ordinarily ain't bitul rishos michatzah lechatzah. However, Shmuel said that as it relates to zim zulif nu mizeh, there it's going to work. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef told Rabbi back. He said, I really said that. I can't believe it. He's like doubling down, Rabbi Yosef. He said, I can't believe I said this. First, Rabbi Yosef said, I don't remember it. It's like, Rabbi Yosef forgot a lot of his Torah. So Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, no, you told it to us. But here, Rabbi Yosef had a reason why he didn't think that he would have said this. Because Vamash Shmuel, he says, I know Shmuel said, in lanu be'erivin elikalasha mishnah seinu, that when you learn Masech, this Erevin, every mishnah has to be taken literally. So it's interesting. It's almost like Erevin has its own Shulchan Aruch. Halacha k'divrei ha'meikel be'eriv. And here's another one. In lanu be'erivin elikalasha mishnah seinu. You have to be medayik when it comes to Erevin. So what was the diik? The diik was that when the Mishnah talks about the halachas of bittul, so it says anshei chotzer. That anshei chotzer, where somebody forgot to be mishtatev in the Erev, so he has the ability to be mevatel his chelik. But it doesn't say v'loy anshei chatzei rois. It doesn't say lashon rabim. So it sounds like bittul only works for a member of a chatzer to be mevatel's rishus to the people of his chatzer. But once you're dealing with two chatzeros, you can't be mevatel from one chatzer to another chatzer. On Malay, so again, Abaya, who had to remind Rabbi Yosef of his Torah, told him, Ki amrit lon ein lonu be'erev, and it's true. You're remembering good Shmuel Taka said that, but ela kaloshay mishnaseinu. You know, sometimes when you learn these Gemaras with Abaya and Rabbi Yosef, it's like you feel the pain of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef's like he's remembering fragments of halachas. He remembers a little bit of this, he remembers a little bit of that. But this is what Abaya told him. He said, I'll tell you what you told us. You told us that it's true, Shmuel said such a statement that Ein Lanu Be'erivin Ela Kolosha Mishnah Seinu, but it was talking about something very specific. What was he talking about? A Mishnah later, the Kamon, Ayin Gimel Amid Be'esh, Amavui L'chatzeros, Kechatzel Abatim. We'll see what that all means then, but the point is, he meant it regarding something else. As a result, it's not a Tzur Shtel to this. Gufa Amma Shmuel, Ein Bittu Rishos Mechatzel L'chatzer, Ein Bittu Rishos Bechorva. Shmuel said that you can't use Bittu, which is the plan B in the world of Erevin, which we'll see a lot more about tomorrow. But you can use bittul from one chatzah to another chatzah. You can use bittul rishus for a churva. You could only use bittul within your own rishus. Stating that, Shmuel said, one of the big comments from today's daf is that if you have two chatzeros, zu lifnim mizu, then it's different. Because being that they're oisrin u'ma'arvin, it's not just two chatzeros that can be ma'arv with each other. It's two chatzeres that have to be ma'arv with each other. They're not just ma'arvin, they're also oisrin. Oh, oisrin and ma'arvin, then the halacha is different. Then the halacha is going to be mevatlan. But Shmuel's basic halacha, with the exception of two chatzeres that are zulif nemizu, is that ein bittul rishus michatzel lechatzer, the ein bittul rishus b'chur. So what's pashup shad in Shmuel's halacha? Pashup shad is, because bittul rishus is really a big kula. And the only reason the chachamim allowed this kula is because they felt that it was necessary. At the end of the day, a person needs to be able to carry things from his house to his chatzer, from one part of the chatzer to the other part of the chatzer. This is necessary life. And as a result, the Chachamim felt that even though you're supposed to make an Erev, Shleim HaMelech Stakana, but if you didn't make an Erev, we're going to give you another option, and that is to do bittul. But it's not so necessary for one chatzer to be ma'arev with the other chatzer. It's not so necessary to be ma'arev with a churva that's just an empty house that's in between mine and my neighbor's house. So where it's negeya ikur hishtamshus, so there the chachamim allowed bittul. But where it's not so negeya, over there the chachamim didn't allow such bittul. So when Shmuel said the halacha that ain't bittul rishus michatzel lechatzer and ain't bittul rishus michurva, so lechura that's the svar. Rabbi Yechanan said yesh bittul rishus michatzel lechatzer, v'yesh bittul rishus michurva. Rabbi Yechanan argued. The Gemara says v'tzricha, and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan had to argue their case in both situations, both where you want to be mevatel mi chatzer lechatzer, and both when you want to be mevatel from your rishus to a churva. Why? Because the Ashmi mechatzer lechatzer, I don't know mechatzer lechatzer. I would have said b'hakam Shmuel. I would have said maybe over there Shmuel says it doesn't work. Mishum dahatash mishul lechatzer, mishul lechatzer. Because you have your chatzer, you have your chatzer. Why do you have to make one big chatzer? It's a luxury. Okay, do it properly. It's fine. You didn't do it properly, you're not going to get it. Avol churva tash mishul chadot travayu. But as it relates to a churva, where it's chadot tash mishul litravayu, where at the end of the day it's all in the same chatzer. I would have thought Shmuel's might Rabbi Yechon. Maybe you can't. But we only had it with regards to the churva. I would have said b'hakam Rabbi Yechon that it doesn't work. That you could do it, Avol b'hach, but as relates to the two different chatzeres, maybe moida l'shmul, I would have thought that maybe he's moida to Shmuel, zok to Gemara tzricha. That's why Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan both had to state their positions in both of these cases. Exhale. So, going back to the beginning of the daf, there's actually a very, very important yesod that's tucked away in Erevin, daf samach hei amid beis, daf samach vav amid aleph. It's a Gemara that's the source of a very well-known Chiddush that's quoted very often in Kaisle Beis Medrash. But when you learn Erev and Daf Samech Hei, Erev and Daf Samech Vav, Yezoicha, to see the rest of the story. So in the beginning of the Daf, the Gemara told the story. Reish Lakish v'talmidei de Reb Chanina iklu lahu pundik. Reish Lakish and the Talmid of Reb Chanina, they all spent Shabbos in a pundik. And what happened was, is they wanted to make an Erev Chatzeres. The problem is that one of the owners in the pundik, someone that owned one of the hotel rooms, one of these apartments, was a non-Jew. And he wasn't there. And because he wasn't there, they had no ability to lease out his apartment. However, the masker, the one that owned the apartment that had leased it out to this person, was there. And they had a whole chakira. Mal the megamine. Are you allowed to do schiras as it relates to Eruv Chatzeres with a masker, with a landlord? Or does it have to be dafka with the soicher? It has to be dafka with the tenant. Now this masker, soicher, tenant-landlord relationship as it relates to halach is something that comes up in other sugis and chas. In the beginning of Masechtas Pesachim as it relates to the mitzvah, bedikas chametz. This is something that's negay in other areas. But as it relates to this very particular halach in Perek Adar, could you rent from the masker, or does it have to be dafka from the soicher? And the Gemara said, in the event that the landlord has no rights to evict the tenant, that's possible you wouldn't be able to do it. The question was, kiti bo, heich de matzi maslik. In the event that the landlord does have the ability to evict him, do you say, kiven de matzi maslik agrino, or you do mahashta, ha, lo yisalke? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechon wasn't sure. Right, Reish Lakish wasn't sure. He didn't know. So I'm like, Reish Lakish told him, nisker, you know what? First, let's do. And then we'll figure out if we did the right thing. So the Gemara says, Asu shaylu the Rav Ofis. They went and they asked Rav Ofis, and Amar lehem, lo and behold, Rav Ofis told them, Yofe asisim shesachartem, what you did was the right thing. There's a halacha in Choshen Mishpat, Simin Reish Lamedalid, Sivkot Nalef. The Mechaber over there discusses a yid bought a shtick flesh from another yid. And he found out afterwards that this piece of meat that he bought wasn't kosher. So what rights does he have right now? So somebody buys meat from somebody, assuming it's kosher meat, and then he found out afterwards that it wasn't kosher. So what choshem mishpat rights does he have now to go back to the seller and tell him, this is obviously not what I thought. Now in the event that he didn't eat the meat yet, so of course he can tie the mekachtois. He goes back to the seller, he gives him his meat back, he takes back his money, and of course, that's easy. The question is, what happens if he ate the food already? In the event that he ate the food, now what? What are you supposed to do? You went, you spent $100 on flesh, you ate it, you're out the $100, you ate the food, and then you found out that the food that you ate wasn't kosher. Says the Mechaber, the halacha is that once you eat the food, even though you ate it and you had enough from it, even though the Meicher never spent the money, the halacha is that you have a right to go to the Meicher and tell him that you want the money back. Why? Because even though you ate the food, but being that you ate it pe'isser, so it's not considered a amaisa hana, and being that you ate it pe'isser, halacha is you get the money back. So again, what's the halacha if somebody buys food thinking it's kosher, turns out it's not kosher, he eats the food, and then he finds out what happened, you can get your money back. Even though you ate the food already, you would think you can't get the money back, the halacha is you could. The makar to this halacha in Shulchan Aruch is a Mishnah, Mesechtes Pchayrus, Daflam Mitzayin Aman Aleph. Says the Mechaber Sivkot and Gimel. Bamedvar Mamurim, when is this all true? This is true if the food that you ate was also to eat midday raisa. If somebody sells his friend something that's also to eat, but it's not also to eat midday raisa, it's only also to eat midday rabbanan. If he had the peiris, machzer a peiris, so then give the peiris back and take back your money. If however he ate the peiris, the aloch is achal, whatever he ate, the moicha doesn't have to give him anything back. Unbelievable. So even though the Mishnah says, and it's brought down a Shulchan Aruch, that if you buy food that's not kosher, even if you ate it already, you can still ask for your money back. What if you ate it? You were nana. Nana is a big deal in Chayshe Mishpat. Yeah, but this is not called nana, because at the end of the day, I ate non-kosher food. The halach is, you can get your money back, but that's only says the Mechaber, Dover, She Isser Achilasa is mi Divrei Torah. Aval Dover, She Isser Achilasa is mi Divrei Soifrim, Im Hayu Aperis Kayam Im Machzer. However, Vim Ochlam Ochal, Ve'en Amoicher Machzer Loiklum. Says the Nesivos, in Reish Lamed Daled. What's pshat in the Salacha? What's the difference if the food that he ate was asa midei raisa, or if the food that he ate was asa midei rabbanan? At the end of the day, he didn't have anah. He found out that what he ate wasn't kosher. What's the difference if it wasn't kosher because it was also midiraisa or it was also midirabbanan? L'chura, you would think that the svar of the Mishnah B'chayra, Staflam Zayin, any svar you have to be able to ask for your money back where the food that you ate was in midiraisa, it should be true if it's in midirabbanan as well. Says the Nesivas, quote, the Efsher, the Af de Bisure Torah, Afilu Achlan B'shoigik Tzarech Kaparo, V'tshuva L'hagin Ali Yisurin, Mikol Makoy B'isidirabbanan Ein Tzarech Shum Kaparo. He says, you know what the difference is, says the Nesivas? This person who ate the food, ate it b'shoigik. He had no idea that what he was eating wasn't kosher. So when a person's over in Issa Deiraisa b'shoigik, says the Nesivas, he needs kapara. He needs tshuva l'hogim and ayasura. However, if someone's over in Issa Derabbanan b'shoigik, said the Nesivas, a very, very often quoted chiddush, he doesn't need any kapara. And here's the punchline. Uki ilu loyaver dami. It's as if he didn't even do the aveira. So if it's as if he didn't do the aveira, what time does he have? What do you want? You want to come back? You want your money back? Why? Oh, because what I ate wasn't kosher. So what? It was only awesome at the Rabbanan, and you were a shaygig. Shaygig by an iser the Rabbanan, says the Nesivas, is not a problem. I mean that shaygig by an iser the Rabbanan is not a problem. So you have no taina to be able to take the money back. Elevadai, I'm quoting again. The enoi nenesh klal ala shaygig by iser the Rabbanan. Varehu le'oichel ki ilu ochal kshera. It's as if you ate kosher food. Varehu nene. That's why the Allah is able to get your money back. This is the famous Nesivas, that the Nesivas says that even though there's a parasha of shoygig, but there's no shoygig when it comes to Issa D'Rabban. But suck the Nesivas, I can't just say this by myself. I need a raya. Says the Nesivas have a raya. Teida, here's the raya. The whole raya is one line. Teda, the Hamina be'erivin, daf samich vavam and beis, but the Rabbanon of Dinon Uvda, v'hadar meisfinon tiyufta. This is his raya. His raya is because the Gemara says that Reish Lakish and the Talmid of Rabbi Chanina, they had a shayla regarding Erevin. And what did they do? They said, first we'll do, and then afterwards we'll ask forgiveness in the event that we get it wrong. You faked the deceiver. What do you mean? How could you first do and then ask forgiveness? Maybe you got it wrong. And in the event that you got it wrong, so it's going to comment that what you do was terrible. The teretz is that even if they got it wrong, they got it wrong b'shoigi. You have to know why this is a shoigi. But even if they got it wrong, they got it wrong b'shoigi. And if somebody doesn't, is it the Rabbanon b'shoigi? Erevin is a Rabbanon. The whole institution of a Ruvich Hatzeris is the Rabbanon the Gedin. So being that we're dealing with the Ruvich Hatzeris, which is Merinet the Din Rabbanon, so for a Din Rabbanon, if you do a B'shaygig, it's Ki'ilu Loyaver Dami. You did nothing wrong. So you see from the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Samech Vav Amid Beis, this concept, this halacha, Samech Amid Beis, that if somebody does an Issa Rabbanon B'shaygig, the halacha is, it's as if he didn't do an Aveira at all. And Lamayin Afgemina, this halacha, Chayshem Mishpat, Simen Reish Lamedal. It's again, here's the rest of the story. Often quoted Yisoy, the Nesiva somewhere says that if somebody does an Issa Derabbanan B'shoigig, you don't have to worry about it. Right? That's the Nesivas. What's the rest of the story? It's actually a very short, straightforward Nesivas. Number one, he said it in Chayshem Mishpat. Obviously, the Nesivas was written on Chayshem Mishpat. It's Chayshem Mishpat, Simon Reish Lamedalit, discussing that halacha where somebody bought non-kosher food. He ate the food and now he wants his money back. He said, that's not what I bought. I want my money back. If the food that he ate was asati imidai raisa, he gets his money back. If the food that he ate was asati imidai rabbanon, he doesn't get his money back. Why? Because he ate it mid b'shoigig. And when you eat b'shoigig, somebody that's only asati imidai rabbanon, you didn't do anything wrong. It's as if you ate kosher food. It's k'ilu loyav adami. You weren't over anything. As result, you have no rights to be able to be teveya and try to take your money back. That's number one. Number two, woe is the makar to the nesivas with all the sugyas of isuri derabbanon and all the sugyas of sveikis that permeate kol ha-toira kula. The nesivas literally, he honed in on one gemara, yofa sisim shescharten, where Reish Lakish turned to the chevra and he said, no, first let's do it and then afterwards we'll figure out whether what we did was right. What do you mean? How could you pull off something like that? The teretz is b'derabbanon avdin and uvda b'hadam ha-isvin and tiyufta. This is something you're allowed to do. Regardless, this is the chiddush of the Nesivas. Now the truth is, this chiddush of the Nesivas is something that the Achreinim are mefalfel. They're mefalfel in a whole bunch of different places. And there's a lot of different directions that we can go with. We'll just try to speak out, if time allows, a few ha'aris as it relates to this chiddush of the Nesivas. So first, just to clarify, because again, this is an often quoted Nesivas, and it's mavur from the Achreinim that it's often misquoted as well. There's a tshuva from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, the Kovner Rav, and this is in Shailos HaTshuvas Ein Yitzchak. It's a Madura Kama,
It's an Eben Ha'ezer Beis Simen Samech Zayin. The question that was asked to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, the Pesach Gadar, was the following. There was a couple that got married, Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. And after the Chasana, it was Nizbarer that this Kala, who got married, Becheskas Psula, was really a Ba'ula. They found out that she was really a Ba'ula. Meaning, everyone assumed that she was a Psula, but it was Nizbarer that really she was hiding something, and really she was a Ba'ula. Now the Chasana, the husband, didn't find out yet. And the question was, should they tell the man or should they not tell him? They didn't want to tell him. They thought that there would be ramifications. And the question was, is it a problem about the fact that he doesn't know? Now, first glance, a very big problem. The reason is because the Gemara says, if somebody gets married to a woman thinking that this woman is a basula, v'nimtzes bula, and he finds out later she's a bula, so it's a mekach tois. If it's a mekach tois, it comes out there's no real kedushin. If there's no real kedushin, so it comes out they're not married. If they're not married, they're living be'isser. It's pani abala pnuya. So if it's pani abala pnuya, so based on that, you should have a problem. But the shayl came to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan with a charifus. He had a good chap. His chap was that maybe it's not an issue. He said, you know why? Because panuy abala pnuy is an issur d'rabbanan. This issur for someone to be mezana with a woman that's not married, but that's also not his wife, that's an issur d'rabbanan. And he said, if it's only an issur d'rabbanan, being that the husband doesn't know that he's being over an issur d'rabbanan, so it's issur d'rabbanan b'shoigig. If it's an issur d'rabbanan b'shoigig, so the shayl came, Exodus Sivus, Reish La Medalid. Oh, there's no issur d'rabbanan b'shoigig. It's mamish, it's like you're eating kosher. It's keilu lo yavadami. So based on that, he had a merit, pane abala pnuya is only d'rabbanan. I mean, that pane abala pnuya is only d'rabbanan. You have the nesivus, so based on that, l'chura, it shouldn't be an issue. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan told him, he said, you're asking a good shayla, but your study has shayla the wrong study. I mean, it's a good shayla. We're going to get to the shayla, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said. But we have to first clarify the study. Meaning, the shayla came, and this is the way he set up the shayla. He set up the shayla that we're dealing with an issur d'rabbanan. Why? Because panei abala pnuya is an issur d'rabbanan. However, he had a nesivus. The nesivus says that issur d'rabbanan, the shayigig is not a problem. And being that the husband doesn't know, he's only a shayigig. So based on that, it shouldn't be an issue. Said Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, ashtei tshuvas bedavar. Number one, you're assuming it's so pasha to you that panei abala pnuya is only an issur d'rabbanan. The Rambam Shita in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus is that panei abala pnuya is an issur d'raisa. It's awesome d'raisa to be boil a woman that's not ishtoi, even if she's a pnuya. It's the Shita Sar Rambam. And he's mayrich and mefalful in the Shita Sar Rishoyne v'advar matikin ve'en kamakoy me laharich. So this assumption that you're making that you're dealing with an Isser Dirabbanan as opposed to an Isser Deraisa is not a good assumption. However, said Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, there's another mistake that you made in your Anacha. You assume that if somebody gets married to a woman, Becheskes Psula, then you find that she's a Bula. So what's the Halacha? Mekach Tois. So what does Mekach Tois mean? The Shoyl said Mekach Tois is no marriage. The Kedushin's terminated. We thought we got married, but no, it turns out that you're not married. That there was really no chasana, because the whole thing was a mekach tois. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, tzigarnet azei pashet, and it brings from the hafla, and he brings a tremendous pilpul that says that this, that there's a policy, there's a rule of konza becheskes psula v'nimtzes bula, mekach tois, that just means that you have the right to terminate the Kedushin. You have to do it with a get, and it's a mekach tois in the sense that you don't have to give the ksuba. There are nafkaminois, but not that there's no kedushin. About that there's a kedushin. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said that your shayla is nishken shayla. Because number one, it's not a shayla of the rabbanon; it's a shayla deraisa. But the truth is not even a deraisa over here, because it's not panei abala pnuya. The reason not panei abala because they're still married. They got married becheskes psula benimtzus bula. That just means I raised a mekachtois. You can come with a koyach hatayna mekachtois. But really, the emes is they're still married. Said Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. However, there is another shayla, and that's why really your shayla is a good shayla. What is? Because being that it's a mekach tois, that means the husband has no responsibility to pay up the ksuba. He has to give her a get, but there's no responsibility to give a ksuba. The halach is if a husband and a wife live together without a ksuba, that's also an issur d'rabbanan. So you say, your shayla is a good shayla. It's a wonderful shayla. Do you have to tell the husband or not based on the nesivus? Because they're living together with an issur d'rabbanan, and he's only a shaygik, and a shaygik by d'rabbanan, maybe it's not a problem. But you're assuming that what was the problem? There's no marriage. The d'rabbanan is panah bar pnuya. There is a marriage. And if there was no marriage, it'd even be an issur d'raisa. The issue is something else. The issue is hareza mekach tois. Oh, hareza mekach tois means there's no financial responsibility. A husband and wife can't live together if there's no financial responsibility. Now that's only an issur d'rabbanan. Oh, it's a shayla with the rabbanon. The husband doesn't know. He's a shaygig. So now, yesh lacha, let's bring out the nesivus. Let's see what the halacha is going to be. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said, it's a good shayla, and we have to go through it.
It's the same exact shayla. However, the tzadi ashayla, not the tzadi ashayla that the shayl, not the tzadi ashayla that the shayl presented. So just to spoil the end of the tshuva, and that is at the very end of the tshuva, Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, it's long, and Rabbi Yisrael Chanan Kedarka Bakoidish came out. He said that it's pashit that you would have to tell the husband, and the reason is for zaitiger reasons. He says, number one, you're only cheshbening the man. What about the woman? She has the same mitzvah that he has. She knew that she's a ba'ula. So from her standpoint, this is not a question of shaykik. From her standpoint, l'chura, she's amazing. So enechanami, from the husband's standpoint, you could tell me Torah with the nesiva, shaykik. But the problem is, from her perspective, she knows what's going on. She's not a shaykik. So if she's not a shaykik, she's amazing. Is it the rabbanim amazing? Even the nesivas holds as a problem. The chiddush of the nesivas is when it's a shaykik by an isid rabbanim. But she's a mesida. If she's a mesida, it's going to be a problem. But then he said something gevaldik. This is the cook of a gadol adar. He said, besides for that, he said, right now this person thinks he's married. So he's paying sher ksus vayna. He has no chiv sher ksus vayna. He doesn't have any chiv ksuba. So how could we, in good conscience, allow this person to think that he has to make payments based on a contract that he signed under the chuppah, where really he doesn't have an obligation to it? So we have an achrayus not to mislead him. Forget about all the evan ezer shaylos. There's a chashev mishpat piece over here. At the end of the day, that's also a factor. So said Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, at the end of the day, it's pashit. This person has to be notified. And the truth is that, you know, bidavineinu arav, this is a shaylos that could happen. It's not such a far-fetched shaylos. Where a couple gets married, it's a real shayla. Could they stay married? I mean, how do you deal with the shayla? Of course, they could stay married. There's no problem staying married. But even before anything happens, this Rabbi Yisrael Chanan said you would have to notify them immediately, because immediately this is a real issue. This is something that they need to be told, because at the end of the day, there's a problem based on the tshuva that Rabbi Yisrael Chanan wrote. But the reason we're speaking out this tshuva is because of the lundus that the shayl had. And that was the shayl tainet, the being that we're dealing over here with an issa d'rabbanon. So if we're dealing with an issa d'rabbanon, and the man doesn't know, so he's a shaygig on a d'rabbanon, we have a nesivas. The nesivas says that when you're a shaygig d'rabbanon, you don't have to worry about it. So Rabbi Yisrael Chanan goes through this tshuva, I'm just paraphrasing, picking out a few excerpts. Hafachba v'hafachba the kulubat. It's a gorgeous tshuva. But just a few pieces, and just to bring up a point. And that is, it says Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, that let's be clear about a few things. The Nesiva said a chiddush, again, an often quoted chiddush, that there's no shoygig by Yisuri de Rabbanon. Said Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, number one, that's pashit, that you're not allowed to be machshul another yid with an issa de Rabbanon, even if when this yid does this issa de Rabbanon, he's only going to be a shoygig. Meaning, you could think that a yid's not allowed to be machshul another yid to do an avera. It's included in lifnei iver leisita michshul, right? You're not allowed to give a kois yayin lenazar. You're not allowed to give eva menachai to a benoyach. You're not allowed to be machshul another yid. What about if the michshul is going to be an isid rabbanon and the guy doesn't even know about it? So he says, can you please pass the food? You pass him something that's asatit mid rabbanon. So based on the nesivus, you would say, what's the big deal? Because when he's doing the avera, he's going to do an avera mid rabbanon and he's going to do a b'shagi. But says Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, it's klar. There's no shayla in the world. There's no poisik. There's no nesivus. No ktsois. No one's going to tell you such a halacha. It's das azach in the welt that you're allowed to go be machshul someone with an isid rabbanon, even if the person's going to be doing a b'shagi. He says, you know, I know that. I know that from a very famous machloik between the Rambam and the Rashba, because we know the halacha is that a cotton's not mechuyev mitzvahs. However, you're not allowed to be meichel a cotton be a dime. You can't go over to a cotton and say, katan, come, take this food that's not kosher. It's an isetei raisa. It's learned out from the pasuk lois achilum. The Gemara brings in a few places. You're not allowed to be emavamartel hazik doyel malaktanim, but lois achilum, you're not allowed to be meichel a davar aser, even to a katan. The Rambam and the Rashba debated and cleared, and this raya's to both stardom throughout Shas. What about an Issid Rabbanon? Can I be Michael and Issid Rabbanon to a Katan? Or can I not be Michael and Issid Rabbanon to a Katan? And it goes down as a major machloikis between the Rambam and the Rashba. Fake Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, I understand. I thought it's an Asivas. Luchurif, we're dealing with an Issid Rabbanon. The Katan is Zichar Ishaigi. He has no idea he's a Katan. So what's the problem, anyways? So Luchurif, if it's a child of an Issid Rabbanon Ishaigi, what's this machloikis Rambam and the Rashba? So it says Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, it's Pashit, Adelmoy, that even though there is such an Asivas in Reish Lama Dalit, and often quoted in Asivas, but at the same time, the nesivas never meant to take it to the level and to say that you are allowed to be meichel be a dayim and issa derabbanon to someone when all he's going to do is an issa b'shoigi. Al zeh nema lo yisachilim, and according to some, even by an issa derabbanon, but even according to those that hold up by a cotton, there is no issa derabbanon, but at the very least, that's not what the nesivas was referring to. Additionally, what would be if you see somebody being over an issa derabbanon? You see someone being over an issa derabbanon, he's being over an issa derabbanon b'shoigi. So, do I have to stop him, or do I not have to stop him? So by cotton you have it. That shayla cotton oichel neveilos bez nemetzuvim lafrishi es bez nemetzuvim lafrishi. But what if you see someone being over an isad rabbanu b'shoygi? Do you have to stop him or do you not? Said Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, Abba Mefurish brings many raya. He said, I have one Mefurish raya. A Gemara Masech the Shabbos. The Gemara there was discussing the concept of mutaviyu shoygigin, valyu mezidin. Right? Sometimes we say, yeah, don't hanach lem li yisrael. Don't tell them. Right? Sometimes you see someone doing an avera, better you don't give him osir. Why? Because if you're going to give him osir, he's not going to listen to you anyways. Now he's a shoygig. Let him be a shoygig rather than turn him into a mezid. Hanach li yisrael. Mutav sheyehu shoygigin va'al yehu mezidim. There's a concept that let the person rather be a shoygig than that be amazing. And the Gemara gives, one of the gams that the Gemara gives is, it says in the Mishnah, loy misafkin v'loy mitapcha v'loy mirakta b'yontif. You're not allowed to dance, you're not allowed to clap your hands on yontif. The kochazina da'avda v'loy amr lo v'loy midi. But the Yidin used to do it and nobody used to say anything. Why? Hanachlu Yisrael. Mutav sheyehu shoygig v'al yehu mezidim. Frank Rav Yisrael Chanan, why do you have to come on Tanachlu Yisrael? Mutav sheyehu shoygig v'al yehu mezidim. That's a shtickle Torah. You don't need a shtickle Torah. They're a shaygi, they're not doing anything wrong. If they're a shaygi, for sure I'm nachlehem. It's not mutav you, mutav is the pshat, they're doing something wrong. But if you're going to tell them, they're going to do something worse. So let's do the math. Mutav you, shaygi in value mezidim. Frank Mizrachar, it's not mutav, they're not doing anything wrong. Elamai, they are doing something wrong. Ay, it's b'shaygi, and it's an isid rabbanon. To dance on Shabbos in the worst case scenario is an isid rabbanon. It's not raisa, it's not chil Shabbos. So it's an isid rabbanon. So if it's isid rabbanon, what's mutav you shaygig? They're shaygig anyways. The moot point is anyways not in a game. So Mitzvah Chana Vaistois, even though there's da nesivas, but at the same time, it's true there's such a nesivas, but at the same time, there's a limit to it. Avada, if you see a yid doing an avera, even b'shaygig, even midrabbanon, the halacha is you have to stop him. So again, you're not allowed to be machshel a yid, an Issud Rabbanon, even though when he does the Avera, he's going to do a B'shoigi. If you see another Yid being over an Issud Rabbanon B'shoigi, you have to stop him. It's part of your Chiyu of Arvus, Kol Yisrael and Arevim, Zalazah, unless Mutav Yishoigi, and that's a Shtikl Torah. But ordinarily, that's something that, yeah, so what then did the Nesivus mean? So what did the Nesivus mean? You know what the Nesivus meant? If you did it already. If you went ahead and you B'shoigi already ate the Machalas Asurois, you were over in Issud Rabbanon. So now the question is, do I need tikkun or do I not need tikkun? Do I have to do tshuva or do I have to do tshuva? On that, the Nesiva said, you don't have to. Because at the end of the day, you didn't do an Avera. Even though I'm not allowed to be machshel you, and even though if I see you doing it, I have to stop you. That's halachically true. But you want to know if you're doing an Avera, no. You're not. I said, why do I have to stop you? Why can't I be machshel you? We'll leave that for the lamdim. It's good shayla. But the point is that I can't be Michael, you be a dying. And if I see you doing an Avera, I have to stop you. But at the same time, you want to know whether or not, if you did it already, you need tikkun. You want to know if you have to do tshuva? The answer is no. And that's the Yisoy of the Nesivos. The Nesivos says, at the end of the day, if I eat food that's not kosher, or be it midrabanon, b'shoigig, the halach is, I don't have to do tshuva on what I did. And it's for that reason, I have no right to ask for my money back. So again, this Yisoy of the Nesivos, number one, the rest of the story, where did he say it? In Choshen Mishpatzim in Reish Lamed Aleph, it's Nagei Mishnah Masechtas Bechoros, Daf Lamed Zayin Lamed Aleph, that if somebody eats Machalas Asuros, he can ask for his money back, even if he ate it already. But if it's only Asa Midrabanan and he can't, says in the Sivas, you know, because he didn't do anything wrong, because you were a Shoygig, it was only Midrabanan. It's Ki'ilu Loy Avar Dami, it's as if what you ate, Arei Nenek Kamay Min Akshera, it's as if you ate kosher food. What's the Makar? Erevin? In terms of how broadly are you supposed to apply it? It's really something that you only use b'di'evet. That b'di'evet, at the end of the day, if you did something b'shoygig, it's okay, you can get away with it. We can't go ahead and we can't prosecute you. You're not going to need tikkun. You're not going to need kapara. But in terms of l'katchila, are you allowed to go ahead and be meichel food like this b'yadayim? The halach is you're not allowed to. And even if you see somebody sitting b'shoygig, the halach is you would have to stop him. But you want to know if he did an avera or no. If it's not an avera, so why would you have to stop? It's a good shaila. You have to work out the lumbus. You have to work out the lumbus. Tomorrow's daf. But for now, that's the way it works. But just to end with one ha'ara, because Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan is mefalful in this nesivas, he asks a lot of kashas. One of the kashas that he asks is a very geshmaka kasha from a sort of well-known Gemara. The Gemara is in Masechtas Chulin. It's really in a few places, in a short proximity in Chulin. Chulin Dav Hei, Dav Vav, and Dav Zayin. We'll pick Dav Vav. The Gemara says, Reb Zeirav Rav Asi iklu l'pundiku d'yohi. Reb Zeirav Rav Asi, they were once together in the pundik in Yohi. Aisul l'kamayu beitzem hametzumakas b'yayin. And they brought them eggs that were roasted, and they were mixed together with wine. So Gemara says, Reb Zeirav lo yachal. Rav Asi yachal. Reb Zeirav didn't want to eat this food, and Rav Asi ate the food. The Gemara says, Amalei Reb Zeirav Rav Asi. Rav Zeir turned to Rav Asi. He saw Rav Asi ate the food. He said, I can't believe he just ate this food. This is demai. There's wine here. No one gave meiser from this. Or maybe, but they're amaratzim. It's demai. You can't eat it. Amalei, he told, I'll be honest, I didn't realize. Amar Rav Zeir. This is what Rav Zeir is saying. Efshir gozru ala taruvas demai. Says, can't be. I can't believe this, what I just witnessed. Rav Asi just ate macholis asuras. He just ate something that's also to eat. Chomer v'goyzer. That is an issa d'may, even on taruvos, even on peiros that's nisarev with something else. Like here, the wine was mixed together with eggs. Even then, the Chomer said it's a problem. And Rav Asi was nichshel. He said, hashta behemtet shal tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevit HaKol al yadam. Tzadikim atzma leikoshke. Behemtet shal tzadikim, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mevit HaKol al yadam. Tzadikim atzma leikoshke. Someone says, what's the behemtet shal tzadikim? Mar tells a story with Pinchas ben Yair. His chamar didn't want to eat tfuah because somehow the chamar knew that no one ever gave meiser from it. But either way, Rav Zeir was so, he couldn't believe what just happened. It bothered him. Nothing. Rav Zeir went out. Dok v'ashkach. He went to Beis Medrash and he said, "I'm going to have to find after Malamed Tzchus. This couldn't have just happened." And he found the Brayso. So the Tanya Lekeach Yayin Losay Sotoych Hamurius Oy Latoycho Aluntis V'chulu V'chulu. Because he was able to work it out. But the bottom line is, you have a Gemara where the Gemara says that there was a problem of hashda behemtim shal tzadikim ein hakadosh baruch hu maybe takol al yadam tzadikim atzmo leikolshkin. What were they talking about? They were talking about demai. Demai is in Nisad Rabbanon. Rav Asi ate B'shoigig. So if Asi ate B'shoigig, something that's only awesome in the Rabbanah, what was the takala? What was Rav Zeir so bothered with? L'chor, he didn't do anything wrong. The Nesivus just said, again, Mikomakim be'isa de Rabbanon, when a person eats Macholes Asuras mid Rabbanon b'shoigig, ain't tzorich shum kapara. Uki'ilu loy avar domi. Again, elevadai de'inoy nenesh klal ala shoigig b'isa de Rabbanon. Vareyu leho oichal ki'ilu ochal k'shera. It's mamish, you ate kosher food. There's no takola. If there was a takola, then you get your money back. But Zokti Nesivus, there is no takola. What you did was nothing wrong. That's why you don't get your money back. So Freitob, Yischochon, and I found the kasha in the Ur Gadol as well. The Ur Gadol asked the same kasha. From what was the Gemara's problem? He didn't do anything wrong. What he ate was in Nisid Rabbanon. And the truth is, the Gemara three times in this sugya in Hakol Shoich, beginning of Chulin, Shtal Su, Hashtav Emdashal Tzadikim, and all three times the Gemara is talking about Yisuri de Rabbanon. So what's going on over here? If we're dealing with Yisuri de Rabbanon, then Lechura, what's the problem? So my son Shlomo Zalman, I think, said a teretz nachoin to Rabbi Yisrael Chonin and the Ur Gadol's Bamba Kasha. And that is that Tosfos asks a Kasha. Tosfos says, I don't understand. There's such a rule. Hashta behemten shal tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takala yadam tzadikim atzmo leikolshkin. There's many Gemaras where you find it with tzadikim that they did averus. They were nichshal. You find they did averus b'shoigig. Tosfos' most famous example is Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who was karav v'hita. Right? Chazal said, lo yikra lo araner shem yata. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, ani ekrav leyata, and he was karav v'hita, and he wrote on his pinkus. Look, she bana be some mikdash of I khatas men. Spray toisves. I thought there's a rule. Hash to behem tchot tzadik gemeder kolish baruch nevi takol al yodon. Tzadik matzmo le koshken. It's toisves kasha. So tois over here in Chulun daf hem mit beis, and it's better known in yeshiva. Because tois also says it in Gittin, daf zayin amad aleph, but says toisves that you have to say, the davka b'midi da'achilo, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takol al yadon. She gnayu l'tzadik she'oichol davar iser. It's a gnay for a tzadik to eat a davar iser. But it's not something that's necessarily true that Hashem always protects the tzadikim. It's dafka when it comes to midi da'achilo. Over there, the Eibishter protects the tzadik. So Pashit, how do you learn Tosfos? Pashit, you learn Tosfos that what Tosfos means is Tosfos being mechalib between the iser of macholos asurois and shari surim. Macholos asurois on some level is more chomer than shari surim. But the truth is, what Tosfos means is even more pashut. It's not the iser of macholos asuras per se. Macholos asuras for a tzaddik to put food in his mouth that's not kosher. Forget about whether it's asur or mutter. It's a gnai. It's a davar shel gnai. And that's what the Eibishter protects the tzaddik from. It's not the iser. This bigger is chil Shabbos is more chomer. Of course, it's more chomer. And the Eibishter doesn't protect from chil Shabbos. The Teretz says the Eibishter is not protecting from the iser necessarily. What he's protecting is from the gnai. V'raya l'dover. Shlomo Zalman said, it's checkmate. Because what was the iser when the behemer of Pinchas ben Yair ate? Did he do an iser? What was the iser? What is serious that? Forget the unreceivers, that's shver, right? Now the shon comes to the receivers to ask on the chamar for a Pinchas ben yar. That was zecher not an iser. The teretz is it's a gnai. There's an inyan of macholis asuris is a milsa the gnai. Up is a hotnish with the iser. So the teretz of adin is no iser. The receivers is gerecht. There's no iser by isur the rabbanu b'shoygi. And the reason the Eibush protects the tzaddik is not from not because of the iser shabai. V'haraya, what iser is there with Pinchas ben yar? And v'haraya, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha had no shmira to be karavihito. The teretz is that when it comes to midi da'achila, for some reason it's meguna. You found out that it's a big tzaddik ate up some suda, and the suda was a tray for suda. It's gnai. That's what it is. And now you do with the issa. You want to know an issa v'heta? Yeah, there's an asivus in Reish Lama Dalit where the asivus says ain't tzorich shum kaparo kilo lo yavar adami. Beseder the chamor pichas b'yar didn't either need kaparo. He didn't even have to do tshuva. He didn't need tikkun either. The teretz is there was an inyan that even the behemoth of a tzaddik, the Eibishter is shomer from what? From the gnai. That's the point. Nothing to do with the iser. I've had this big isurim that there's no shmira. It's not the iser shaboy. It's the gnai shaboy. It's a new havana. It's a knach in Tosfos. But al kapanim lechura, maybe that's a shtickle of teretz through Rabbi Yisrael Chanan's kasha. This was very much part one. Bezus Hashem, if time allows, we'll do part two and part three in the coming days.